Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Well, the suspense is killing me. How are we going to win $1,000 from moneymusic.com? Let's find out now.
Okay, we've stepped in it now.
Yeah. John. I mean, John's going to give you a Maine State lottery ticket. Here, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Mighty John the record.
One of my old ones.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Surviving the pandemic okay?
Yes, I'm doing okay. I'm glad you are too.
Well, yeah, I think. We're the only ones in the building, you know, pretty much.
Well, I think most people that work there prefer it that way, that you would be the only ones there.
Well, you know, we kind of like it. We're going to hate it when people come back.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a different world when people come back.
You know, when sales and management are here going, can you help me? No! Right now, we kind of like it.
Good.
So you say, now that people are home and they're doing stuff, are you seeing a spike in biz at moneymusic.com?
Well, actually, we have, and so it's very interesting. A lot of people are at home, and some with nothing to do say, well, let me check out and see what my records are worth here.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been very good for us, yes.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah.
You getting rid of some of your novels, too?
From time to time.
Okay.
Thank you for mentioning them, Peter.
All right, I'm trying to provide for your retirement, John. Lord knows somebody's got to help you.
That's right. Absolutely.
So
I'll be moving in with you if things don't go better.
I got a place out in the barn, no problem.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything? I mean, I know you've been devoting things to money, your time to moneymusic.com and the novels and the record appraisal guide and the buyer's guide and blah 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 blah. Are you doing anything else? I mean, has this time given you a chance to reflect, saying, you know, I can take the business to the next level?
No, I have not. I've been watching a lot of Netflix. That's what I've been doing.
Okay. All right. Okay. No, I didn't know if you had some, big plan that you wanted to sell your business to Amazon or something, you know?
Yeah. No, they couldn't handle it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But thank you for always thinking of ways to improve my life and my business.
Well, absolutely. Because that way we could ride on your coattails. That's all. Just looking to hitch a ride.
In other words, your retirement's not going that well, so you want to come up and move in with me.
Damn Skippy. I admit it, John. I'm not hiding. I'm not a politician. Yep. Make something yourself, John, so you can take me along with you. So what's the test today for us?
Well, it's June, so we're rolling out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Nat King Cole.
Beautiful.
What?
That's good.
We've got records about summer.
Okay.
That are worth $100 or more.
Ooh.
All right, okay, excellent. Ooh. Excellent. All right, we're all ready for this.
No, we're not.
All right, are you really?
No.
All right, let's start.
Beach Boys!
Off,
oh, sorry.
Peter, I expect you to know this.
Blue Cheer, Summertime. Okay, what?
It didn't make the list. Got to be worth at least $100.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Here Comes Summer. Who sang that song?
Here Comes
Summer. Big hit, 1959. Here Comes Summer.
Oh, God, it is wrecking. It is so in a small room in my head.
I got nothing. 59 was before my time. What is it?
Guy named was Jerry Keller. Here Comes Summer.
Jerry Keller.
Vaguely, I've heard it.
It's the best song about summertime that there is.
Wow.
Jerry Keller.
Okay.
$100 on the
I'm writing that down.
Okay.
Yeah. Think summer, Freddie Cannon. What summer song would you think of Freddie Cannon?
Palisades Park.
Very good.
Nice.
Thank you.
The album worth up to $100.
Ooh, okay.
Doo-wop classic. Who sang it? One Summer Night.
Chantels.
Well, no.
Okay.
You're in that vein. One Summer Night.
Wasn't the Bar K's. No, they were instrumental.
No. Okay.
Group was called the Dan Lears.
The Dan Lears. Okay. L-E-E-R-S. Yep.
45 worth up to $150 today.
Ooh.
Good one. Dancing in the Street. Summertime is here. There's dancing in the street.
Well, which version? Martha
and the Vandellas? I'd say Martha and the
Vandellas. Bowie and Jagger? I mean, what do you want to do?
Yeah, Martha and the Vandellas with the picture sleeve worth up to $250.
Is the Bowie Jagger remake in the 80s worth anything?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
other than for our ears.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about heat wave?
Ooh, once again, Martha and the Vandellas.
Look at your
car. Very good,
Nice
Pat.
Job.
Yeah. The album currently up to $400, heat wave.
What's the album?
Moving around.
I mean, who's the label?
Gordy.
Oh, right. Okay.
School's Out.
Oh, my guy, Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Vince Turnier. Yeah. My roommate at Maine thought he was, my freshman year, thought he was Alice Cooper. So,
really?
Oh, yeah. So I grew up with Love It to Death in that semester, Alice Cooper posters. Oh, yeah, trust me. I know Alice.
Well, let's see if you do. School's Out, the album, if you have a copy. It came originally with some paper panties.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I remember getting them in and throwing them out the window on the third floor and thinking, wait a minute, those could be worth money someday. So I ran down the three flights and retrieved them.
Holy moly, see, you are a much better man than I am.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
see, that's the difference from where we went to school. I just would have jumped out the window three floors to go get it, okay? You took the steps.
Funny.
All right, School's Out with the paper panties up to $100, but if the back cover does not list the titles of the songs on the album, then you can jump it up to $500.
Oh, wow.
School's Out.
Okay.
This is an easy one, Peter. Well, I'll give you the group. You tell me what's the summer song. The Drifters.
On the Boardwalk? Under the Boardwalk?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good. Purple Vinyl. Black Vinyl up to $20. Purple Vinyl up to $1,000.
Ooh, sweet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ain't No Cure for the Summertime Blues.
Well, Eddie Cochran.
Yeah, Eddie Cochran. Yeah, which I was going to say, which version, you know.
Yeah, no, Blue Cheer would be about $50.
How about Who? The Who?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, wasn't Alan Jackson? Alan Jackson?
Alan Jackson.
Oh. Okay, now you're pushing it.
I like Alan Jackson's version.
Eddie Cochran on a 78, Summertime Blues, up to $1,200.
Now, why 78?
Well, because the 45 is worth up to about $50, so the big money is with the 78. Less of them sold on the 78, so the value much higher.
Okay. Right, but they still made 78s at that point.
Okay.
Right up until 1960.
Yeah, that was late 50s, so. Great.
Yep. Simply by the title, you should know the group. Surfin'.
I'm sorry?
Surfin'.
Oh, Surfin'. Beach Boys.
Yes. Their first 45.
Yep.
On Cantix Records, up to $1,500.
Nice.
And the number one most valuable Surfin' instrumental, and probably the most popular Surfin' instrumental, is what?
Wipeout.
Ventures.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, Wipeout. Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
The original. Now, most people have it on Dot Records worth up to about $10, but the original on DFS Records, Wipeout, Safaris, up to $4,500.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. So, now, Satan, we didn't do Hot Summer in the City. You didn't do any of those summer. Though I was expecting, you know, Sly and the Family Stone.
If you were listening... At the beginning, we told you they had to be worth $100.
They have to be worth $100. Yeah. That's correct. That was what made them stand out.
Summer in the City and Hot Fun in the Summertime.
None of those.
Summer Rain.
Yeah.
No.
Summer Winds, Sinatra.
No.
None of those.
No.
Okay.
No.
Huh.
So, did it make you feel more summery just hearing that list, Peter? Did it warm your soul?
If you want to find out about the $1,000, call 207-289. No. John, we love hearing your voice. We can understand why you lasted so long in the business.
Yeah, thank you very much. Same goes for you, Peter.
Yeah, well, you know.
So when did you start, anyway?
Oh, God. Years ago.
Years ago?
Yeah. I was
What year were you at Maine?
Gosh, 70s, early 70s.
Early 70s.
Yep. 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 You weren't at GY.
Yes.
You were?
I was.
Okay.
Yeah, at that time.
But I didn't listen to them. I was listening to ABI. I had to.
Yeah.
I was working there, you know, so.
Yeah, you and the other two people in town.
Hey, you know, had to work there, man, you know.
George Hale's still going strong.
God bless
him.
Yep. No, he hired me and scared the hell out of me in my interview.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep. But it was, and I've told this story on the air, but the best interview I've ever had. Because
really?
I walked in with my little air check, which was, you know, reel-to-reel tape.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
my resume, which was, like, non-existent. Because I was, you know, freshman in college, trying to work my way, you know, through college. And he took the tape of the resume, threw it on the side of his desk, tossed a pencil at me, and said, talk about this pencil for 5 minutes. And I just looked at him. I was, like, 18 years old, and I'm like, okay. And you start talking about the pencil. Once you get past the obvious thing, you know, then you start talking about the pencil and the number of holes on the metal holding the eraser and blah, 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 blah. And I got about 3 minutes into it, and he took the pencil back, and he went, okay, you got the job. And I said, what was that all about? He said, it's in case the record didn't work. I want to know you can talk. I went, oh, okay. But, yeah, it scared the hell out of me, but best interview I've ever had. And that was Mr. Hale.
Write him a note and tell him that. Yeah, that'd make his day.
Yeah, I keep threatening to call ABI. And,
he said, I don't remember you. Who are you?
No, he probably doesn't, you know, because how many they've hired lots of guys up there, you know, over the years.
Yeah.
But
what was your shift?
I was doing 7 to 11, and then if I was really good, I could go in and run the camera for the 11 o'clock news in the next studio.
Oh, cool.
For ABI TV.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
I'd either drive back to campus or hitch a ride back to campus, study until 2 for 7 o'clock class, but wake up at 9. Okay? So, you know, it didn't help my scholastic average. Yeah.
Sure, blame it on that.
Well, I was trying. Okay, it was the slit syndrome, okay?
Go for the gusto.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to my parents, no, a .05 is really good. Yeah.
Not your alcohol content.
Yeah, I know. Grades. Mighty John the Record Guy, moneymusic.com is the website. Check it out. We will look forward to chatting with you in July, John.
Yes, thank you very much. Stay well, be safe.
And you, my
same
friend.
To
Thanks
you.
A lot.
All right, take care.
7:46 is the time. Taking a break, back with more.